Hey, Emily, this is Mario.
Hey,
Sorry,
Mario.
I was a little occupied when you called. My apologies.
Yeah, no worries. I understand. Let's start off from the get-go. My husband got another call today from another marketing firm. And he we it was it's called Max Pros Marketing. Hold on, let me look
Okay.
it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that
Yeah,
sound
I'm
right?
familiar with that, huh? You're correct.
Okay. Honey, can I see your phone, please? So they were talking to us about some stuff and trying to sell, and I started off with them how I kind of started off with y'all. This is another, we've gotten six since we, signed up with y'all. And so I was just really super annoyed. And anyway, but he was telling us, can you screenshot that and send it to me then? He was telling us all this stuff about what they would offer, and he gave me some insight as to things that happen with other marketing agencies. And so I wanted to, talk to y'all, to you specifically about, some of the stuff that he brought to my attention. He was saying that y'all set up everything under y'all's emails. So if we ever, terminate our relationship, all that stuff that we had been paying for with through y'all gets terminated as well. Is that correct?
Completely incorrect. I mean, just so you know, Max Pro Marketing, is that who you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, you should look them up on Google. They have one review, by the way. Aside from that, we work under Google guidelines, as I explained to you the first time around. So, if we ever, the website that we build, if you guys ever part ways, we do have to sell you that domain rights, to the website for $99. Okay.
Right. So
your
so
GBP, your Google Business Profile, that's going to stand whether you stay with us for 2 months or 2 years. That's always going to stand even if you terminate service with us.
Okay, because y'all are setting it up under our email?
We're setting up your GBP under your information, not under our information.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he was saying that a lot.
Well, it's all marketing tactics to say, switch over to us. We're not in the business to, we've been doing this for 20 years. We're not going to stain our reputation over $199. I'll tell you that much, Emily.
Right.
It's not worth it for us.
Yeah.
Right? But again, whether it's $200 or $2,000, because we do have bigger accounts, right, where people are paying $3,000-$4,000 for different services.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Obviously, those are much bigger companies.
Mm-hmm.
We do ride by our clients. You look at our reviews. We can't keep everyone happy, but we do our best at what
mm-hmm.
we do. If it's the correct Max Pro Marketing Company, I think it is, because there's one that's out of India.
I'm sorry. It's Max Market Pros. Sorry.
Max, okay.
Max Market
Pros. Okay. Yes. Market.
And that's out of Irving, California.
No, they're out of Irvine. They are actually our neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are literally our neighbors.
mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking to him because I was pissed off. I was like, we've already signed up with somebody.
Well, and here's the thing. If you talk to another person that does marketing, they're going to mm-hmm. tell you how bad we are and how bad Max Markets Pros
right.
is.
Yeah.
And you'll talk mm-hmm. to another person, and they'll just go on and on,
Yeah.
Until somebody, messes with your head enough to say, oh yeah, you're right. You're the right company to go with. And
My head's already screwed up, I'm being
right. At the end of the day, I mean, you know, this company has 100 reviews, right? I'm not saying anything bad about them. I mean, but we, you know, we've been in business for 20 years and we have over 1,000 reviews, with our clients. And, I mentioned that to you because, you know, our level of clientele is nationwide. And, you know, one thing that we don't do is ever badmouth another company, because we don't think that's how business is done, but we state the facts, right? And, one of the things that you want to look at, I'm looking at Max Market Pros, you know, is they're not premier partners to Google, right? So, you know, they, you know, so they have a lot of leniency to do whatever they want, right? We are working under guidelines, so, of Google's guidelines. In order for us to keep that partnership, we have a lot that we have to follow.
Okay,
right, so
you're
we can. Yeah, we're premier partners to Google, correct? So, you know, all this crap about they won't you know, they're gonna close your what is called the GBP, your Google Business Profile.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Once we open that, we're gonna open that under your name, and that's gonna stand, right? I mean, whether you guys leave or you stay with us. You know, your GBP is always going to be there. If you guys wanted to buy the domain from us, we have to sell that to you for $99. If you want us to promote the website once it's built, we can continue to promote the site and the site alone through Google for $49 a month, if that's something you would ever want to consider. But, you know, I mean, for me, it doesn't make much sense. You know, I mean, you want to have your company as well, right? You know, so people can know who you are and what you can do. But, for the most part, and I'm glad you called me and asked me these questions, I would say to you, save yourself a headache, save yourself confusion, and, you know, and stop speaking to people, because all that's going to happen is you're going to speak to another person that's just going to create more questions for you or more like, oh, you know what, I should have gone with you guys, you know. And I mean, you should ask them how much they charge. I don't know if you asked them, but I can almost, was it less than $199?
Yes, it was. And there was the other part that I was going to talk to you about. It's $149 a month. They give us access to AI technology tools to help promote and show us different ways of how to promote our business. They build us a 5-page web page, which that was another thing I wanted to talk to you about, because the man I talked to yesterday about setting all that up, I gave him all my, because I have already bought a domain. I've bought two domains, to be, you know, specific, off of Wix, and I gave him all my login information to build my website, or our website, off of Wix. So he has all that, and he said that they were going to use that stuff to continue building the website, because he said I had to publish it. So I published it, and he's going to log in and, you know, fix it up, but I guess I didn't ask, you know, is he going to set up the browser page where there's like a search and a home and a, you know, services and all that stuff. So I don't know if y'all offer that. But that was appealing to me, that they will build a 5-page web page off of even the stuff I've already done. And then
bottom line, I mean, I'm just going to speak to you really truthfully. I mean, the month of service that you paid us is already paid for, right?
Right.
You know, you're going to be the judge of how things work, right? I mean, I would say, you know what, try the service that you have with us for, you know, a couple of months. You don't even have to be with us for that long. And then you determine whether, hey, you know, I like this, this is working, or, hey, you know what, I'm going to give another company a shot. But
right.
I think for the most part,
what
sorry, go ahead.
What I'm trying to avoid is, you know, jumping from place to place to place. And, you know, I told the guy that I talked to, his name
I hear
Lucas.
You 100%.
Yeah, his name was Lucas, and he was like, you know, trying to get me to, you know, commit to them. And I was like, you know, I do feel like we had a very, me and you had a very honest conversation the other day. And, you know, you
well,
were
yes,
upfront with what I was.
Like I said, Emily, and that's how we manage things as premier partners to Google, because we want to keep that relationship with Google as premier partners. And, you know, you get so many companies that are, and they're not going to be the only ones. You'll get more phone calls because you're going to have more exposure now. People are going to see who you are. You're going to have more exposure, and you're going to get more calls, and you're going to get better promises than that from Max Market. I'll tell you that right now. You're going to get the next guy that's going to promise you that he'll do things better for you for $130 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as they're able to pull that business. And once they have you, even if they don't deliver, I mean, they're able to capitalize on that commission they made from you.
Right.
So, again, I would suggest, hey, you know what, guys, I'm already working with someone. You know, if it doesn't work out, then I'll open and listen up. You know, because at this point, you're really just creating a lot more confusion for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just being very straight with you. I think that, you know, you're going to be very satisfied and happy with what we do. You know, I'm pretty right for the most part. I'm not going to say that I'm always correct, because I mean, there's hiccups that happen sometimes, you know, but, I think that you'll be satisfied with what we're doing. And if you're not, this is why you don't have a contract. Emily, you know, this is why this is a month-to-month service. But I would say, hey, you know, give it a couple months, you know, see what, you know, what we're doing. And if, you know, what we're doing is satisfying for you, it's not worth a headache over $40-some dollars.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
so everything I set up with the man yesterday with y'all will be out and published in 40 days. Is that what I was?
Yeah. Everything that you set up with him. I mean, those are the IT guys. Also, I mean, those guys know a lot more than I do. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and tell you that I know. No, those guys are, you know, those are our computer geniuses on the back end. You know, we have a huge department for operations and IT. So, whatever you set up with them and whatever time frame they gave you, that is normally what it takes and what will transpire after you speaking with them. If you ever did have a question or concern and you want to reach that department, feel free to call in and ask for the operations team. And they will get you over, and they'll get you over to them. You know, we don't have much holding time here. I mean, it's one of the awesome things. We have so many agents available that somebody will pick up your call if you have any concerns in reference to the back end work.
Okay. Fair. Let me see. Do I have any other questions?
I would just suggest, try to stay away from these calls, phone calls, as much as you can for now, at least.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome, Emily. If you have any other questions, you have my number. I mean, as long as I'm not occupied, just leave me a message or and say, hey, is Mario available? They'll ask me. I normally get a message from my customer service team, but for the most part, I'm always with the client, you know, whether it's signing them up or, you know, updating information. But I will get to you the same day as soon as I have an opportunity.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. One other question. Are we, are you our primary dude, or is, like, how does that work?
I am not your primary dude, but I will definitely I will definitely help you if you needed to. Yeah, we don't have ownership of accounts here. You know, it works a lot better because this way we can all, you know, we all work off of each other's notes, you know, so prior to calling one of our clients, we'll see the notes. Hey, you know what, I spoke to such and such, and this is what they're dealing with. But, you know, since you have my direct number and, you know, we've been in contact, yes, you can definitely ask to speak with me. And obviously, as of right now, I'm the only one noting your account.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Mario. Thank you.
Okay. No, you're very welcome. Again, if you have any other questions or concerns, please give me a ring and tell your hubby that I'm sorry I called him instead of calling you.
Oh, no, no worries, no worries. We're both here today, so.
Okay, all right. You have a good one now.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.